In an old part of town, there's a huge scrap heap, protected by a high metal fence. It's full of lots of different things, waiting to be reused or made into something else. During the day, people come and go, and the scrap heap is busy with the noise of shouting and machinery. But at night, when everyone has left, the scrap heap really comes alive. Because that's when the numbots come out of hiding. Kitty and the Camera by Tor Caldwell. Narrated by Nigel Pilkington. Published by Maths Circle Limited. Winter had fallen over the scrap heap, bringing with it a large blanket of icy frost. Whilst the bots slept, the days were bright, and when they woke, the nights were long, dark, and cold. Every single star, big and small, twinkled against the backdrop of a clear, crisp night sky. On icy and bitter nights like this, the scrap heap was always peaceful and calm. Only the hum of the overhead wires could be heard. The bots would be huddled in their homes, staying warm as they sheltered from the piercing cold outside. Kitty Bot was at home in her greenhouse, and although it was spotless, during the winter evenings it would get cold, very cold. Because of this, Kitty had installed a disused oven, which she used to warm her paws against. As she perched in the dim orange light of her oven, she poured herself another hot cup of bot chocolate. She took a large sip. Ah, delicious! She was just about to take another sip when, through a steamy window, Kitty noticed a red light flashing against the darkness of the scrap heap. She leapt up and pressed her nose to the glass. It was a light she'd never seen before. What could it be? She decided to venture out to investigate. She swung from tire to tire on a single piece of cable. Whee! Rode down the scrap heap in a shopping trolley. And finally landed on a bed frame with a thud.
Ouch!
She cleaned her paws, straightened her whiskers, and when she stood, she found herself in the shadow of something dark. As usual, NinjaBot had arrived as swiftly and silently as a gust of wind. Ninja was surprised to find Kitty crashing about in the scrap heap in such cold weather.
What on earth are you doing, Kitty? It's freezing out here.
Kitty searched her brain for an excuse. The flashing light was within reaching distance, and she didn't want Ninja to get there first. She purred for a while. Maybe it would be better to have someone help her. She quickly looked over her shoulder, double-checking no one else was around.
Ninja! She whispered. I think I found something special. Look at the red light flashing over there.
She paused for a second.
Shall we explore?
Despite the big black mask, it was hard for Ninja to cover up the large grin that was spreading across his face as he nodded with excitement. With Kitty leading the way, they set off together, approaching the flashing light with caution. Ninja held his breath as Kitty lifted the mysterious object into the moonlight.
What is it? Ninja asked.
Kitty had seen something similar before in the scrap heap.
It's a camera. It takes photos. Look, I'll take one of you now.
She held up the camera in front of her face and pointed it at Ninja, then clicked the shutter button. But nothing happened. She tried again. Still nothing. Frustrated, she pressed it even harder, more and more times. Still, the camera did not respond.
Stop it, Kitty! You'll break it! Ninja cried.
She tossed it back into the heap.
It's no use. It's already broken, she huffed.
Ninja quickly picked it up again.
Let's take it back to Rusty. He'll know how to fix it.
Kitty wasn't keen on sharing her camera with another bot, but she did want it to work. So they headed to Rusty's shack, where they found both Unicorn Bot and Rusty Bot sitting over two cups of hot bot chocolate. Unicorns with marshmallows, of course, her favourite snack. As soon as Kitty and Ninja entered, Unicorn gasped with delight.
A camera! She cried, pointing her hoof at the camera in Kitty's paws.
Kitty clutched it closer to her chest.
It's not working. We need to fix it, said Ninja,
nodding for Kitty to put it on the table. With a groan, Kitty put it down. It had barely hit the table when Unicorn grabbed it and started speaking without taking a breath.
Oh, I know exactly what to do. Just give it a good shake and it'll work in no time.
She started to shake the camera hard before Ninja managed to wrench it from her.
I think you might have to, maybe if you hit it here?
Gifted at Kung Fu, Ninja began to lift his hand.
No!
They all cried together. Kitty snatched the camera back and they all fell silent.
You're all beginning to push my buttons. It's mine. I can fix it myself.
She began turning it over in her paw.
Of course it's your camera, Kitty,
interrupted Rusty calmly.
But if we work together, I am sure we'll be able to find a way to fix it, and then we can all enjoy it with you.
Kitty nodded and handed Rusty the camera.
I think I know what the problem is, Rusty exclaimed. I sometimes have the same issue. It has no battery.
He giggled as he pointed to a small light on his chest.
So, listen up, team. It's going to take all four of us to fix this. I have a spare battery in my back, which I can't reach. So, Unicorn, please can you hold open the metal door whilst Ninja removes the battery? Then Ninja can pass the battery to Kitty, who can place it in her camera. How does that sound to everyone?
It's a plan, said Kitty enthusiastically.
They all got into position.
On my count, said Rusty. One, two, three.
Unicorn heaved open the door on Rusty's back with both hooves, groaning as she did so. In reply, Rusty's door let out a large creak. Unicorn used all of her might to keep the door open, whilst Ninja quickly removed the spare battery. He passed the battery to Kitty, who slotted it into a hatch in the camera. She then clicked it shut. Immediately, the light turned from red to green, and the camera began to whir. Kitty clapped her paws.
Oh, it's working! She yelped excitedly.
The others gasped in delight.
Thank you, everyone! I really wouldn't have been able to fix it without your help.
Kitty beamed.
Teamwork makes the dream work!
Rusty grinned. Kitty nodded.
Selfie time, everyone!
Kitty gathered her friends around her.
On three, everyone say team,
cheered Kitty.
One, two, three, team! Team!
Hi, it's Rusty here. I hope you enjoyed that story. Are you ready for your scrap heap quiz questions? Grab yourself a pencil and paper, either work together in groups or on your own. Your grown-up or teacher will give you all the answers at the end of the quiz. Good luck! Question 1. What was wrong with Kittybot's camera? A. Smashed lens. B. No battery. C. No space left on memory. Question 2. After Kittybot and Ninjabot found the camera, why did they bring it to me? Question 3. The bots were able to fix Kittybot's camera because they worked as a team. Can you think of a time you worked as a team? Take your time to write down your answer. Question 4. And the last question is not a question, it's a colouring task. Ask your teacher or grown-up to download and print the colouring sheet of Kitty and the camera. Have fun colouring it in. But before you do, grown-ups, don't forget to let everyone know the answers to the questions. Till next time! That was Kitty and the Camera by Tor Caldwell. Narrated by Nigel Pilkington. Published by Math Circle Limited. Produced by Small Audio Limited. Copyright Math Circle Limited 2022. All rights reserved.